Granny said, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum still believes that the diamonds they discovered in the mysterious box left with them a few days ago are part of the famous collection owned by a Mrs. Barrington of Kansas City, Missouri. He wrote Mrs. Barrington a letter several days ago advising her that they had the stones and is quite upset because he has not received an answer. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner down at their Jot'em Down store. Listen.
Well, what time does a train leave, Lum?
Leaves the county seat at 5 o'clock this afternoon and gets in Kansas City early in the morning.
Well, you're going to have to do some juneing around, then. It's nearly 3 o'clock right now.
Well, I don't want to leave till the mailman gets here. If I get a letter from Miss Barrington, I may not have to go. I'll have plenty of time if the mailman ain't late.
Yeah.
Got my hand satchel all packed over there, and Cedric's going to drive me into the county seat.
Well, I knowed the minute I seen you walk in with that valise in your hand that you was heading out for Kansas City.
How did you know it? I might have been going in the other direction, Texarkana or someplace like that.
Yeah, but I knowed ever since Squire told you about Miss Barrington being a rich widow, why, you've just been busting to see her.
I ain't going just to see her. I'm going to take them diamonds to her.
Well, looks to me like if she's interested in getting them back, she'd answered your letter.
She might not have got the letter. The only address we had was just Miss J. Simpson Barrington, Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
Maybe they couldn't find her without no street number on there. I'm going up there and look till I find her.
Well, now, I wouldn't just hand her them diamonds till you know for sure they belong to her.
I ain't going to. I'll tell her the whole story, how we got them and all. Tell her about a feller coming in here called himself John Devereaux.
And yeah, that's his name, John Devereaux.
Wanted to leave a tin box with some insurance papers in it with us for safekeeping.
Yeah, well, how are you going to tell her we found out that that box had that secret drawer in it with them diamonds in there?
I'll just tell her how it happened. Tell her you accidental dropped it and the drawer come out.
Yeah, well, I just never want her to think that we was breaking into the box just to see what was in it.
Well, I ain't worried about her. I just don't want that feller John Devereaux to find out we know about him.
No, no.
He's going to be mad enough to bite if he comes back here for that box and finds out we've done turned the diamonds over to Miss Barrington.
Well, can he lawsuit us for that, Lum?
No, not if he stole them from her. That's the reason I'm anxious to talk to Miss Barrington and find out if the diamonds were stole before he gets back.
Yeah. He said he might not come back himself. Said he might send that receipt that we give him by somebody else and we could just turn the box over to whoever handed us the receipt.
Well, regardless of who comes after it, I want to find out if they're stole first.
Yeah, well, what if he comes after the box while you're gone, though?
Right. Granny, I hadn't thought about that. Well, that'll just be a chance you have to take, Abner.
I'll have to take.
Well, you'll be the only one here to try to explain where the diamonds is at.
Oh, my goodness. That's another thing. Well, here, maybe I better go to Kansas City with you, Lum, and help you find her.
Oh, we can't do that, Abner. Can't just close the store and the bank up. I might have to be gone for several days.
Well, now, if that feller's mean enough to steal them diamonds in the first place, well, no telling what he'll do if he finds out we took them out of that box. There's liable to be some shooting going on around here. I don't think I'd look well with a knife stuck in my back.
I tell you, when I leave, we'll close that vault door and lock it. And if he comes back for the box while I'm gone, you can just tell him the president of the bank's out of town and you don't know the combination.
Yeah, that's what I'll tell him. That's a good idea.
I'd rather get a letter from her today, then we'd know where we stood.
Yeah, well, she's had plenty of time to answer your letter.
Granny's. I reckon she's so busy taking care of all them oil wells, she just ain't had time to sit down right.
Yeah, more than likely comes in of a night just too tarred out to write.
Oh, she don't run the oil wells herself, silly.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's got all the business to look after. That's the reason she ought to have a husband, somebody to tend to them things for her.
Yeah, before she loses everything she's got. Women folks ain't got no business, judgment. I bound you she's just a regular rattle brain.
Well, now, mind out, Abner. You're talking about the woman I love there.
Love? Why, you ain't never seen her.
No, but she's seen me. Her picture of me, anyway. Put that picture in the letter I wrote her. And, well, it just happened. Love's like that. Cupid starts shooting them bows and arrows at you, and you're just a goner.
Well, you better wait till you get a look at her. I bound you she's ugly as a mud fence.
Abner, Now, you just hush up that kind of talk. You may be making slighting remarks about the future Ms. Edders. Ms. Edders. That sounds sort of funny, don't it? Ms. Edders. Reckon how many oil wells she's got.
I don't know. Squire said she's rich, though.
Funny how fate steps in and brings folks together this way. A week ago, I never even had heard of Ms. Barrington.
No, and I ain't heard of nothing else since. Ms. Barrington, Ms. Barrington, Ms. Barrington.
Now, look, Abner, if you and her can't get along, we're going to have to unsolve partnerships.
Can't get along? Why, I don't even know the woman.
No, but you keep picking on her, making slighting remarks.
All right, I won't mention her name again.
Be nice to her, and maybe we'll give you oil well, if we've got any extra ones. Make you assistant manager. That way I can spend some time fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah, go up there to the lake, get old Paul Warner, catch fish. Or, that is, I'll catch them. Paul couldn't catch a fish in a net.
Well, he used to be pretty good at it.
Oh, he made his brags about what a fisherman he was. I found out it was just a lot of conversation.
Well?
Looks like as much as me and him has fished together, he'd sort of catch on to how I do it. Some folks are just natural-born fishermen, though, and others just looks like never do learn it.
Well, I ain't trying to start no argument with you, Lum, but that sounds a little like conversation, too. I noticed at a time or two that you went without him and never brung back no fish.
Just the signs was wrong was all. Nobody was catching nothing. Just wasn't biting.
Well, personal, I've always thought Paul was a pretty good fisherman. If you can keep him in the boat. He gets excited and walks right out into the water. That's his trouble.
Yeah, I had to drag him out once. I think he gets so aggravated because he can't catch him, he just dives in the water after the fish.
More likely what a retriever, that's what he is.
Oh, he gets mad. I'll pull in a big bass, and he just sits there and pouts. Won't even talk.
Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. I reckon he's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. The mail carrier must be in, then. I told him to stay over to Dick Huddleston's store till they sorted the mail.
Oh.
He ain't got no letter in his hand, neither.
No?
Come in, Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Mail carrier's in, Mr. Lum, but there wasn't no letter for you.
Not a thing, huh?
No, Mom.
Well, I guess I'll go to Kansas City then, Abner. You got plenty of gasoline in your car, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Fill her up while I go.
Well, I'll pay you for your expense. You get your car and bring it over here to the store, and I'll be ready by the time you get back.
Yes, Mom.
You better get a move on, too, now, Cedric. You ain't got a whole lot of time before that train leaves.
Well, I'll be right back.
Doggies, I wish I was going with you, Lum.
Well, I wish you could, Abner. If we had somebody to take care of the store here, we would.
Yeah, Dad, blame it.
Well, here, I better get them diamonds out of that box and put them in my hand satchel.
Yeah.
I'll just leave the tin box with them insurance papers right there in the safe.
Yeah, well, now lock that vault door, and I'll just tell everybody I don't know the combination.
Yeah. Will you call in there at the depot, Abner, and get me a reserve seat on number 4?
Reserve seat?
Yeah, whatever they call it. Bed's what I want.
Oh.
I set up the last time I made that trip and wasn't nobody to talk to but the news butch, and I bought about twice as much stuff off of him as a bed would have cost me.
Yeah. Just tell him that you want a bed, huh?
Yeah, on the Pullman car.
Oh, yeah.
Berth, they call it. Upper berth I want.
Hello? Mamie? Ring a depot for a man there at the county seat. All right. Hello? Is this the depot? Well, I want to buy a bed on that northbound train this afternoon. Yeah, for Lum Edwards. Upper. Huh? What kind of ticket? What's that? Oh, of course not. Just a ticket to Kansas City and back. He don't care whether it's round or square. Well, he'll be in there before long after it. Cedric's going to drive him in. I say Cedric's going to drive him in. From here, he's out here in Pine Ridge. Uh-huh. No, the ticket's for Lum Edwards. Cedric is just going to drive him in his car. You ain't interested in what? Oh, your story gets there, huh? Say, do you get to ride on them trains free for nothing? I say, hello? 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 Thought I was through, I reckon. Yeah. Lum, he said they'd hold it for you.
Well, good. I got that sack of diamonds in here now.
Well, now, you watch that satchel, Lum.
I will. Don't you worry. I'm going to carry this satchel right in my hand all the time. You look after the store good now.
Oh, I will.
Here comes Cedric walking. No, that ain't Cedric.
I don't know who that is.
Some drummer, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just tell him we don't need nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, come in, sir.
Yeah, how do you do, sir? What can we do for you?
I'm looking for Mr. Edwards.
Yes, sir. Right here. That's my name.
Well, here, this note will explain it.
Oh, to me, huh?
From Miss Barrington.
Hush up, Edwards. Please deliver to the bearer of this note the box of valuables I left in your safe deposit vault. Signed, John Devereaux.